Also, continuing, I wanted to make another point in part two. This is the point. When the Lord said, pray, there's something going on in the spirit. I started praying for people who follow God and people who don't. And when I said I started praying for those who follow God, then I started praying for those who don't follow God, because the pastor said he sent me to, they didn't. They stopped short. The Lord stopped me. He said, no, only pray for those who follow me. And my eyes got big. I said, in my spirit, I'm like, wow, whoa. And that's how I've been praying ever since. When I studied the prayer of Jesus, Jesus prayed for those who heard his word and those who heard his disciples. Now that happened in 2012. And that's the year I listened to the Sheep and Goat Nations by Henry Gruber. And the men that was interviewing him, they were in prayer, and the Lord said, this is the year that God is going to separate the sheep and the goats. And they said by what money it would be done. I think it was June or July. And then they asked Henry Gruber about it, and he's had the same revelation. The Lord loves his people, and he wants us all to know him and what he's about. Jesus said, my sheep hear my voice, and they follow me. A stranger they won't follow. John said that some have left the ministry to show that they were not of God. The people are too comfortable without having a relationship, a covenant relationship where God is in full control, not just partial control. Not only that, even scripturally, people try to be scriptural in all they do with all that they know. But even they break the scriptural rules. They break scripture. If you study 1 Peter, all of it, I don't like to accuse, I'm not an accuser. But personal inventory, if you take personal inventory, do you fall short of 1 Peter? Now, I'm not talking about the first chapter only. I'm talking about all of it. Do you fall short of 1 John? Do you fall short of what Jesus said to the seven churches? Is your relationship with God alive? The Lord revealed to me this week that so many preachers are paid. They are given money to preach smooth things. To preach smooth things and try not to offend. They're being paid to preach smooth things. And they don't present people with their responsibility. How many preachers do you hear on TV encourage you to acknowledge God only? Keep God first. Why don't they teach that? That's the most important thing there is for us to do. Jesus put it this way, St. John 15. He said something very interesting. And I'll close with this. See, I didn't want to leave that, just do part one. I wanted to finish all the thoughts in part one. The file only hold 30 minutes, but I didn't clear up something. I wanted to clear it up. So that's why we're doing a part two. But in St. John, listen to what Jesus said. He said in verse 1, St. John 15, I am the true vine. And my Father's the husbandman. Every branch in me that bears not fruit, he taketh away. And every branch that beareth fruit, He purges it that it may bring forth more fruit. Then he said this, now you are clean through the word which I have spoken to you. Then he said, abide in me and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine, no more can you, except you abide in me. Actually, it's old in English. No more can ye, except ye abide in me. I can't bear fruit without Jesus. But yet, people preach messages that they came up with instead of what God wanted to give them. God is not in full control in the modern church. I'm sorry. He said, I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. Without me, you can do nothing. Without God's leadership, without the guidance of the Holy Spirit, we can't do it. But so many try anyway, and they can't figure out why they can't excel, why God can't pour a greater anointing on them. They have the platform, they have the radio broadcast, they have the TV broadcast, but they don't have the anointing. And the anointing that they have is from years ago. Their anointing never increased from the time they stopped seeking God's face. Because if you don't, they got caught up in the business of ministry. They got caught up in their own will. They got caught up in culture, what the people want. Just like Saul, he looked at the people and it changed his focus and it consumed him. He said, if a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch and is withered. And men gather them and cast them into the fire and they are burned. Then he said, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, you shall ask what you will and it shall be done to you. Now, I hear so many people quote that without abiding in God. That hinders that too. They can't prosper right. You know, bearing much fruit is highly possible. But see, you have to have the heart of God. You have to be like him. He said also, as the Father hath loved me, so have I loved you. Continue ye in my love. That's how we keep everything intact. Continuing in his love. Continuing. I'm going to tell you. Praying. Most of my prayer is listening to the Holy Spirit. And enjoying him. Now, I don't want God just to be my ministry master. I want him. Jesus didn't just die so I could be a good minister. I got to be a good man. I got to be a good father. A good husband. And I need help to do those things. So, I need God's knowledge. Not only that, I want to enjoy God myself. I tell God, Lord, I appreciate your creation. When I see people blessed, I thank God for other people's happiness. And I talk to the Lord about it. He tell me things. I'm not missing out. I'm being blessed. And I love to pray. I love when the Lord talk to me and teach me things. I love spending time with my father. I don't understand why somebody wouldn't want to. And I love his love. I love family love. I love to see people go forward. I love to see people dance in happiness towards God. I love to see people rejoice. There was a girl she listened to the worship music at church, and that church had a strong worship team and, choir, and it was so edifying. This little 9-year-old girl, I don't know how old she was, but she was about 9 years old, if I remember right. 8, maybe, I don't know. But anyway, she was just drunk in the Holy Spirit. And in those days, Kmart and Forestdale was still open. Her mother went to Kmart and bought something and came back white to the church because people were still out there talking, and that girl was still drunk in the Holy Spirit, just worshiping God. She sensed God's presence, and she didn't want it to stop ever. And I'll never forget that. I was in a conversation, and 20 minutes later, her mother pulled back up in the minivan or whatever they were in, and she was still worshiping God. Drunk in the Father's love. I don't ever want to forget that. Because, you know, when children do it, it means more. Adults will do stuff like that to be seen. But not children. He said, if you keep my commandments, you shall abide in my love. That's my goal. Even as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. That's what Jesus did. This is how he is. These things have I spoken to you, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full. This is the Father's way. This is Jesus' way. And because I love him, this is my way. He said, and he'll help me bear fruit. Verse 8, herein is my Father glorified, that you bear much fruit. I can't bear much fruit unless I abide in him. It is impossible. Whatever I did years ago, I did it because I happened to abide in him. And for whatever else I'm going to do in this life, it's not going to happen unless I do what I did years ago, abide in him. It don't get old. It don't change. It don't change for no one. I don't want to just live in the past. And I want to see what's next. Lester Sumrall was that way. He said, when the next glory come, I want to be right in the middle of it until Jesus take me off earth. Until I go on to be with my Father. I read the book, Pioneers of Faith. That's how it ended. There are more glories to be done. Some people say, well, there are so many pastors burdened with the lack of hunger in the people. They longed for a revival. But see, you're not limited by your congregation. Feed them, love them, help them as much as possible. But stay in the Father's presence. Hear what he has to say. Do what's next. It doesn't matter what the people don't do. That's irrelevant. The Lord can still use you mightily. Your prayers avail much. Let's take inventory. Our prayers avail much. We have the same authority that Jesus has. Our anointing can mount up. We can grow to the next glory. I've seen pastors grow from glory to glory. It don't matter if the people don't go. You go yourself. You're not limited. God can give you a book to write that'll reach people that you're trying to reach. And when the church is strong enough, he can present you to other people. Beside the ones that you're faithful with on a regular basis. And when people leave, don't worry about it. That's surgery sometimes. It's either growth or surgery. Because if people grow and God can use them somewhere else, then the ministry just multiplies. The people are not there. You don't see them anymore, but it's still multiplying because what they learned from you in the past is still working. And hopefully God will do a greater congregation than you ever had. It's still because of your labors. And some people will say, well, it looks like the church is dwindling away. No. It's doing what it's supposed to do. And the people that got offended and left, that was surgery. Tares don't like love. When you elevate the love of God, the tares are leaving. When people are dedicated to the cause of God and the love of God, people that don't care about that are going to leave. They're offended against it. People that hate maturity. But see, when you're mature, you attract. The Lord put it this way. He said, innocence is good. But sincerity attracts sincerity, while leaven attracts leaven. Remember, the tares were bound in bundles to be burned before the Lord's return, okay? The Lord gave me that revelation. I was putting up that sign at the church when Pastor sold the dirt for sale. I was asking him about that. I said, what does it mean when the tares are bound in bundles to be burned? Well, The tares are the devil's children, people that sided with the world somewhere. But see, there's all the tares have something in common. They love Satan. They love his way. They love the world, lust of flesh, lust of eye, pride of life. That's where your tares come from. And they become tares because of how they handle the word. Either their heart is like every tare and every false prophet have this in common. How they handle the word and what they love. Remember the parable of the soil. The different types of soil. The seed that was planted among on the wayside, the bird, the fowl of the air come and get it before it can take root. The ground is so hard, the seed sits on top, the birds come and get it. People don't let the word penetrate them. Their heart is too hard. So if they get in some kind of evil pride, religious pride, they just say what they want. And they're a false prophet for that reason, or an atheist. Or they follow the world in a hard heart. The second one is the seed was sown among thorns. I mean, not thorns, stones. And the word get it began to sprout roots, but the stones are there. And when trouble comes, it's just like this: when the sun comes up, the plant dies. They get offended because of the trouble they go through, and then they become. They wither away, they go back to the world, forget about God, and they're a false prophet for that reason, or a false Christian, or just a backslider, or an atheist, a tare. And then there's the seed that fell among thorns. They never get it right. They can't bear fruit. They can't walk in love because they're always worried about the things of this world. And they become ineffective, lukewarm. But then there are those that the seed that's sown in a good and honest heart. They bring forth fruit with patience. Why? Because they're connected. They're abiding in the vine. They receive the word of God and it develops. And they may not know it. And sometimes people with a good heart, they don't have a close relationship with God because they never thought they could have it. Because of modern... See, there's so many tares. The logic of tares is out there. The culture. You have to break through because of the culture. If you don't have the vision and the stamina to go forward, and you get that from the word. You don't have to use your strength to do it. You get it from the word. But if you don't see other people walking on water, then it's not a thing. But if somebody walked on water, other people will attempt to walk on water. It's just like the school of thought that healing went out with the apostles. In the 70s, it was hard to get people healed compared to, well, not everywhere, but when the charismatic movement began and the healing ministries of the 50s, you know, people started getting healed, but people were hard against it because their culture, and they had people that hadn't seen it, they had an opinion. But see, when people started getting healed on TV, it became a thing because they had vision for it, they had hunger for it, and they had a need for it. So when anytime that the Lord is doing something, the light exposes the darkness, and the dark rules are broken. The darkness can't comprehend. Like when people adapt to what's next, it exposes the lie for what it always was. When people started speaking in tongues, some people thought that the people were crazy. But then when wise people started doing it, and educated people started doing it, people started becoming educated because they prayed in the Holy Spirit, and the Lord... They finished school and they had businesses of their own and they had a relationship, and then they excelled to the point in their businesses and in their relationships that people wanted. But when people are acting foolish and never prospering because they're acting foolish, and though it gave it a bad, it looked like it wasn't working. But see, the Lord our God is wise. See, Jesus taught his disciples, they spoke in tongues. Paul said, I speak in tongues more than you all. And they worked miracles, and they were wise. They couldn't be trapped by words of the Pharisees or the Sadducees or the Sanhedrin council. Nobody could do anything with them. And they were working miracles whenever necessary. And people have fallen away from that. That's why they don't expect it. So the Lord said, pray for my people who follow me only. Don't pray for those that don't. And this was 2012. So the Lord did something. He bound the tares and bundles to be burned. When people disconnect from God, just like the rich young ruler, he walked away sorrowful. He, instead of selling his goods and distributing to the poor and following Jesus, he went back to his own way. So he lived in a place where he was used to. He didn't see what would have happened if he had obeyed. So he walked away sorrowful. That's what I want to point out. When you're not doing the things of God, and you are jealous when people do things that you can't do right now, or when their ministry is working or seem to be accelerating and they're flowing in the gifts and they're enjoying that relationship with God, and you get jealous or offended, you become sorrowful. That kind of sorrow, it happens when people won't repent, and then they want solace. So whatever type of leaven people have allowed in their life, they're going to attract that type of leaven. If it's pride, proud people attract proud people. That's why Jesus said there's another that will come and say he's Christ, and you'll hear him. But the real Christ that was standing right before him, they hated and wanted him dead. That's how people are, and that's how they are now, and it's worse now. You know, the 10 nations are going to give their power to the beast. Proud people don't give up nothing unless there's somebody just like them. They're going to be baited with the lies of the Antichrist. And they're going to give up their nuclear codes and their arsenals and their armies. 10 nations are going to give their power to the beast. The tares are bound in bundles to be burned. The Lord got this under control. Those that love the world will attract the world, and those that love sincerity towards Jesus will live in sincerity 100%. Both extremes are certain. So the Lord said, pray for my people who follow me. And I've been doing so. And I've been ministering to people and obeying him. And he's raised up people that will love him and that will obey him and that will be true and sincere. And the revival that's happening now is not always notable, but it's certainly so. And I thank God for it. Now I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. He will continue to mightily move in and throughout your life. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you. And Jesus Christ is our wonderful Lord. Abide in him forever. Do it his way and do what he's doing. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you. And Jesus Christ is our Lord. Stay in victory.